Station, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines. Lungu family case postponed. Ex-ADB VIP urges Zambia to leverage rare minerals. In international headlines, suspected French spy arrested in alleged Mali coup plot. And in sports, Grant says winning was not a target at Chan. And now the news in detail. The High Court in Pretoria has postponed to Monday, 18th August, the hearing of the Lungu family's application for leave to appeal, after both sides confirmed that discussions are underway to try and resolve the dispute over the late former president Edgar Chagwa Lungu's burial. Advocate Ntembeka Nguchi Kaitobi, State Council appearing for Esther Lungu and other family members, informed the court that the parties were talking to each other about how to resolve the matter and that more time was needed to explore a possible agreement. Nguchi Kaitobi says that they have agreed with the other party to ask the court for an indulgence to stand down the leave to appeal to Monday at 10 o'clock. Deputy Judge President Aubrey Pago Ledwawa, acting as presiding judge, acknowledged the update with a note of optimism, saying there was light at the end of the tunnel. Former Africa Development Bank ADB Vice President Professor Steve Kayizi Mugewa has urged Zambia to take advantage of rare minerals, including those used in electric motor vehicles, to advance its economy. Professor Mugewa says the discovery of rare minerals shared between Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo is a landmark for economic turnaround. He emphasized the importance of national visions for development, noting that good aspirations and language alone will not create impact unless implemented effectively on the ground. He stressed that African countries have urgency and their success depends on internal impetus rather than external forces.
1 gram of that rare mineral is much more than 1 kilo of gold. So rare minerals is where a lot of people are focusing on. And that's at a lot of battles at the global level. All these things you are seeing are really about rare minerals. Some presidents from Africa have been to the White House and signed very quickly some things there which guarantee that America can get minerals.
Governance and social activist Doyeme Seolapwa has written to the Bank of Zambia, Zictor, Airtel, Zamtel and MTN over the escalating crisis of what he terms as greedy and abusive lending companies in the country. In a statement, Mr. Seolapwa says the unchecked activities of online loan apps and certain formal microfinance companies operating like loan sharks have subjected thousands of Zambians to exploitation, humiliation and in some cases, tragic loss of life. He says the removal of legal interest rate caps on 4th November 2015 by the Bank of Zambia created a fertile ground for abuse. He says today both online platforms alongside licensed microfinance institutions are charging interest rates of up to 50% for repayment periods as short as 5 days.
To imagine that mobile network companies continue to allow these abusers to thrive on their network without accountability makes Airtel, MTN, Zamtel equally complicit. In our formal communication to the Bank of Zambia, we have demanded, among others, the following urgent actions. Number one, the cancellation of the 2015 suspension of interest cap and immediately reinstatement of legal maximum lending rates. Number two, comprehensive investigation into all digital lending platforms, microfinances, institutions, and loan sharks exploiting Zambians. Number three, public disclosure of all licensed lenders and closure of unauthorized operators. Number four, strict regulations and enforcement of a maximum interest rate with few penalties for violations. Number five, adoption of ethical debt collection standards.
Now, Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says the Lusaka City Council LCC-led demolition exercise that brought down dozens of makeshift structures belonging to recycling waste collectors operating along the Kamwala line of rail was an unfortunate case of mistaken identity. The civic leader was speaking when he visited over 15 members of the Tokyo Way Cooperative whose structures were razed to the ground yesterday by Lusaka City Council, arguing that the section targeted was a recognized group of waste aggregators by the local authority and actively participated and contributed cleaning materials in the Keep Zambia Clean campaign. Councillor Simata also bemoaned the lack of consultations when demolition took place and that he was in place to director LCC to the real culprits who are promoting illegal dumping and attacking the community. He says the people affected are innocent, have helped clean up the Zesco way leave and maintain security day and night. We take a break, to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Mali's military rulers say they have arrested a French national on suspicion of spying for his country in an attempt to destabilize the African nation. In a statement read on national television late on Thursday, the junta alleged that Yann Vasilia was working on behalf of the French intelligence service. Mr. Vasilia is yet to comment on the accusation. His picture was also broadcast alongside those of a number of army generals arrested recently for allegedly planning to overthrow the military government. France, Mali's former colonial ruler, is also yet to comment on the man's arrest and allegations of destabilization. The West African nation has been gripped by a security crisis fueled by an Islamist insurgency since 2012. One of the reasons given for the military takeover, but attacks by jihadist groups have continued and even increased. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
UN talks in Geneva aimed at reaching a global treaty to combat plastic pollution have failed to reach agreement. Many countries advocated a sharp reduction in plastic production, but oil-producing nations pushed for a treaty that focused on improving waste management and recycling. President Trump has spoken optimistically of the prospects for his meeting with President Putin in Alaska later on Friday, aimed at agreeing a ceasefire in Ukraine. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House he believed his Russian counterpart wanted to make peace. In a speech to mark the 80th anniversary of Japan's surrender in the Second World War, the Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba expressed remorse over the conflict. He said Japan would never make the same mistake again. Elsewhere, thousands of people observed a minute's silence at a ceremony in Tokyo attended by the Emperor. South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung has said it's important to move beyond past conflicts in comments marking the anniversary of the Korean Peninsula's liberation.
Now sports.
So Zambia national team coach Avram Grant says that winning at the African Nations Championship Chan tournament was not his main target. The Chipolopolo suffered a 3-1 defeat to Morocco, having earlier lost 2-0.